This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports. Okay, today on Talk of Asian Marketing, I'm back at the chicken slaughter factory, and now we're going to see it in production working. Today we don't have chickens, we do have geese going on. So I was lucky to come down, make an arrangement with the owner, and be able to look into the factory. As you can see, we have some flowers here. These flowers are actually congratulations, because our owner has been elected to the Farmers Association political organization, and so that's a big opportunity for him to get more connections and have some influence on the way things are done. He has so much experience, he certainly deserves that. I've got to dress up in our sterile outfits here to go into the factory. Get this on here. Whoops, I got to get this over my ear, it's a little bit complicated. Here we go, like that. There we go. Okay, here we are. Put my microphone up here. Okay, now we're almost ready to go in there. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk through the factory, and we're going to begin at the very beginning where the geese are out back, kept in the outside the facility where they can easily be brought in. Then we're going to go through the slaughtering process, through the whole machinery, and then to the end where they're being frozen and or packaged, and see some other things along the way. So join me with a really interesting show on Talk of Asian Marketing. Come on in. Here we have a temporary holding pen where we keep geese that are going to be put into the factory, into the slaughter area. Having a temporary holding pen allows a kind of buffer that you don't need to go get the supply from the farm, that you put it right here. And then when there's an immediate demand, it can be put into the factory and shipped right out right away. So it helps with that logistical supply on the factory side. All right, here's the larger holding pen. We can see all of the geese down here. And this is a pen where we're keeping the geese before we move them into the temporary space where they're going to move into slaughter just before they're used in the factory. And here we keep a very large amount. Why don't you go ahead, pan down there.
Yo ji zi.
Here.
Ah.
2,000.
2,000 geese down here. Whoa, it doesn't look like it, does it? Here we have some pigs, and the pigs are kept near the factory because they're used to recycle or to consume the intestines that are taken out when the ducks or chickens or geese are slaughtered. Originally that stuff was sold, but now the factory is on a larger scale. So in order to keep a kind of recycling going rather than selling it, which I don't think there's enough demand, they use these pigs to consume it. So it's a kind of a green effort, rather than just dumping it somewhere. They get big fast. I think they start out as little tiny babies.
Yeah, I like tiny ones better.
Cool. Temporary storage area, we bring the geese in, and then they're hung up by their feet on the assembly line here. Go ahead, film over there. Oh, it's bad, huh? Once the power is turned on, then the geese will come around and they'll go into the factory where they're going to be slaughtered. The geese have just gone in through, their heads have gone in the water and they were shocked. And now you see they're completely comatose from the shock. And then their throats are cut down here. So this keeps them much more calm. You saw they get very excited on the other side. So that's a shocking pool. And then they're slaughtered here. Yeah, go ahead, get all the blood in, okay. Okay, so So we're just at the place where the geese, it's okay. The geese, I just have their necks cut, and then they bleed out down here, going all the way down this area. Then they move down to the machine where they're going to get squirted with water to make their feathers come out. So down in this section, the feathers are all padded down. The water sprays them to make their feathers come up. Then they're put into the hot water machine, which will make their feathers come out easier. Then in this machine down here, they're actually rotating hands, rotating rubber fingers in different directions will take the feathers off in this machine here. Here, the geese come out of the machine where the rubber fingers have taken off most of the feathers, but still there's a lot left, and we're going to have to go into another section to take off the rest. Okay, in this section, this is after the feathers have mainly been taken off, but you still have a lot of detail left. The geese are going to be put into this hot material, which is like a waxy material. They say it's a kind of tree sap, and it's boiling. The geese go down into that, usually on the assembly line, but because today we're running under capacity, we're just going to do it by hand. Then they're put into this room temperature water. And in the room temperature water, the sap will congeal and hold on to the feathers and the quills. Then they'll peel it off. And when they peel it off, the rest of the feathers and quills will come off with that hardened sap. This is the last section where the geese are actually brought over for detailed work. They use these hand tools, which grab the last bit of the quills. There's really no feathers left, but the quills are still in the skin, some of them, and pluck them out of the skin to get them out like this. It's actually not easy to do. There you go. I can't get it. I'm not good at it. But anyway, these guys are really good. They get it all out. And then when that's all done, then the skin will be smooth and it's ready to move on to the evisceration section, which is in the next room.
A scientist chair.
Isn't it? What's inside here? In this section, the second section, we're going to get colder. So we have cold water that comes down from this spout here, almost freezing water. And then up here, we have a funnel that will funnel ice cubes or ice directly into the container. And that way, by the time the chicken gets all the way to the end, it's frozen or near freezing. They can be moved into the refrigerator, which is, one of them is at minus 40 degrees C. The reason for this is that if the chicken is just put into the freezer, the moisture that's at room temperature will expand too quickly and create a bloated and shred apart the meat of the chicken and ruin it, ice crystals, all of that kind of stuff. This way you move them through here. So it's very time consuming, 40 minutes from one end to the other, but it does hold a lot of capacity so it doesn't slow down the whole assembly line. Now, after the geese come through the chilling section, then the final step is the packaging. And here we have a very interesting end to the assembly line, and that is we have these hydraulic systems here that will weigh the geese, in this case the geese, and when they reach a certain threshold will be dropped so that we can separate them into different weights, because of course the packaging, the orders from the customers are based on small, medium size lots, the size of the geese or the chicken, and of course when you sell them it's based on weight too. So this is very, very helpful at the end, which used to be done by hand, sometimes by guesstimation, separating them into different buckets. Now we have a very systematic way to do it. The hydraulic arm just lifts up the geese and drops it down. It goes into a package. And then we have a whole other packaging section to the factory. Here we have a really excellent example of dual usage of a factory. While on the other side of the factory, the geese production is just about 1,200, so it's way under capacity. We can put other workers to work doing something else. What are they doing? Here we have chicken that was slaughtered 2 or 3 days ago, but it was over capacity. It couldn't be put into the channels they have, so it was chilled, not frozen. Now we bring it out a couple days later because we have an order for shredded meat. Now the shredded meat is very popular in Taiwan, actually, and in China, and Hong Kong. I think you can get it in Singapore, too. And what they do is they're deboning it completely. Then they're going to send it on to the actual manufacturer who's going to create this kind of product, which is a shredded meat.
in this case, chicken shredded meat. Pork shredded meat, of course, is the most popular, but chicken's quite good too. And the way this works is that if you've seen one of our other shows, like our breakfast show, you know breakfast is not a really key element of Chinese cuisine. In fact, breakfast kind of is mostly leftovers. So this really works great because what you do is you get leftover rice from the night before's dinner. You put it with some water into a pan, heat it up, and it becomes a kind of thick porridge. You put this on top. You put it into your rice bowl, and you put this on top. You don't cook it. Just lay this on top, and you eat it up with your chopsticks. Quite popular and easy breakfast to have, and works perfect for the factory. So what we have is an ability to do multiple things at the same time in order to use up the extra capacity, the excess capacity in the system. Now, the company here doesn't do any of this packaging. They send this on to the final manufacturer who will then go on to wholesale it. So that just about wraps it up. That's the end of the assembly line. You can see they're quite conscientious about cleanliness. They're quite conscientious about hygiene. They're very careful about all the process here. We've been very lucky to have been able to get into the factory. And that's a good example of a assembly line food production at the source. Okay.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.